Joining me on today's podcast is Rodney Barreto. He is chairman of the Miami Super Bowl Host Committee and president and CEO of the Barreto Group. When the Super Bowl comes back to Miami, it will be the first time in 10 years it's been to South Florida. Rodney, why is it so important from a local business and tourism perspective to get this opportunity again?
Well, you know, we are a tourism state, particularly, especially down in South Florida. It's what we thrive upon, the hotels, the restaurants, the beaches, the shopping, the healthcare, all those things add to our great community. But, you know, it's there's nothing bigger than a Super Bowl game in your community, and it starts right at your airport. People fly into the airport. They have to, you know, something new since 2010 is Uber and Lyft. And then it's off to a hotel, and it's corporate America at its best.
Well, it's been a while since it's been back in Miami. It's been a decade. It's going to also be the record 11th time hosting the Super Bowl. Now, Tampa's right behind, gets the honor the following year. Why do you think the NFL keeps coming back to Florida for the Super Bowl?
I think it's the weather. I think it's the business climate. We know what we're doing. We're used to hosting big events. You know, it's not like we got to build the infrastructure for the game. You know, when you have the 55,000 hotel rooms in the tri-community area, you know, three international airports you can fly into, all the FBO, FISBACE operators for the private jets. You know, we know how to entertain. We know how to mix it up, and we're very good at it. That's why we have the big boat shows and the big events down here.
Well, you mentioned that the Super Bowl is a big corporate event, but at the same time, it does impact the local business community. What's being done to ensure local businesses get their fair share of the pie of the Super Bowl?
You know, we have a program called the Business Connect, which we've been big proponents of this early on, where we said, hey, to the NFL, listen, you don't need to bring your big contractors from out of state. We have that talent here locally. Just tell us what you need, and we'll match you up with them. And then this Business Connect program has just gotten bigger and bigger. And what it does is we bring all these small businesses together. We pre-qualify them. We partner them up with the NFL, and the NFL explains to them how to do business, and we have some great success stories that come out of it. So small businesses are able to either get together with one another and join together as a bigger force to do business with the NFL. And it's been working pretty good, and we're getting a great response on it.
Now, you've been chair of the last several Super Bowls, including 2010. What's changed since the last time you hosted?
You know, it's much more than a three-and-a-half-hour game. This has become a week-long kind of celebration party, if you want to say. You know, what they have is called Super Bowl Live now, which will be in Miami Bayfront Park from the Intercontinental Hotel to Bayside. It's going to be free to the public, free concerts, free activation. It's going to have the public, you know, be able to come and be part of the Super Bowl. Remember, only 65,000 people will be able to go to the game. But there will be probably in excess of about 175,000 here going after the parties, wining and dining, just being entertained. And so it's a different dynamic. I mean, it's truly all these different concerts that are going on and activations, and it's a real celebration.
Rodney, one of my favorite questions to ask all the business leaders that I get to talk to in this series is this one. What does free enterprise mean to you?
Listen, I'm a product of free enterprise. I'm a self-made person. I started several different companies. I operate currently several different companies. I'm my own boss. It's great to have that feeling. I wake up when I want to wake up, and I get as energetic as I can, and I create a lot of jobs. I create a lot of enthusiasm, generate a lot of revenue, and I think that's what free enterprise is all about. It's for you to express yourself and be able to create opportunity and develop it and watch it grow.
Rodney, thanks for taking a few minutes of your day. We appreciate your time today.
Hey, thank you.